Good morning. It's February 15th, 2023 at 9 a.m. I'm calling the meeting to order. We have Jenny, Marie, Daniel, Kirby, and myself chairing present. Looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So move.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the February 1st, 2023 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion
abstain.
One abstention, Kirby.
For the record, Chair.
Go ahead.
I was on vacation, started my vacation January 1st.
Thank you. Moving on to current business, back pay law amendments, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. So on September 14th, 2022, the Oneida Business Committee adopted a motion to request the LOC consider amendments to the back pay law. The LOC added this legislative item to its active files list on September 21st, 2022. So the purpose of the back pay law is to set forth standards used in the calculation of back pay for all employees of the nation in accordance with the nation's laws. So the proposed amendments to the back pay law will include a new provision on reinstatement, which addresses such issues as reinstatement of an employee to the position the employee was terminated from, the requirement to hold a position pending litigation, and amending the position description or eliminating the position pending an employee appeal. The amendments clarify that back pay calculation shall be made using the employee's last wage in the position which they were terminated from, and it clarifies the circumstances in which an employee is not eligible to work and therefore is not eligible for back pay. So on October 5th, 2022, the LOC approved the draft of the proposed amendments to the back pay law and directed that a legislative analysis be completed. On October 19th, the LOC approved the updated draft and legislative analysis. On November 2nd, the LOC approved the public meeting packet and forwarded the back pay law amendments to a public meeting to be held on December 13th, 2022. So the public meeting was held on Tuesday, December 13th, right here in the Norbert Hill Center's Business Committee Conference Room. People were also able to attend the public meeting through Microsoft Teams. So no one provided public comments during the public meeting. A public comment period for the written submission of comments or questions was then held open until Tuesday, December 20th, and one submission of written comments was received during the public comment period. So on February 1st, the LOC accepted the public comments and the public comment review memorandum and deferred these items to a work meeting for further consideration. And the LOC held a work meeting later that afternoon to review and consider each comment that was received. So on page 6 of your packet, you'll see the updated public comment review memorandum that contains the LOC consideration. So this document served as a tool for the LOC to use when they reviewed and considered the public comments that were received as required by the Legislative Procedures Act. So if you look at this memo, it's organized by topic. So immediately after the comment divider in bold, you'll see any relevant excerpt from the law. This is followed by the verbatim comment received, including the specifics of who made the comment and whether it was oral or written. Next, you'll see the response section, which is my attorney response to the LOC. Here's where I provide the LOC and the reader any relevant background information on the motivation or the purpose of the law, any in-depth explanation of the provisions of the law, and any potential options for how to consider that comment. And then the last section under every comment is the LOC consideration, which demonstrates the LOC's discussion and decision on how to address each comment. So this public comment review memorandum shows that the LOC determined that this legislative item needs to be referred back for more in work meetings with HRD. So today I'm asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the updated public comment review memorandum.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? Ray.
Hi, so that's just making sure this is about the back pay law.
Yes.
Last time I was here, I didn't get to speak on it, but we talked a minute afterwards just about how it's worded towards the wage. And there's some jobs like mine in the tribe that pay a sub minimum wage. And so if I had won back pay, I just wanted to make sure that it would be at least paid the absolute bare minimum that the tribe would pay anyone, and that would be the $15 an hour.
Kirby?
I guess that's where it would have to be clarified, because right now it's not $15 an hour. I know we're working on that. And the minimum wage that you're referencing at, what did you say, $4 or $6 an hour?
I was hired at six.
At six. But and to some extent, it's not true, because there is a, what do they call that?
Tipped employee tips. Wage loophole.
And I just went through that, the tips. The tips they're bringing in per hour is like $21 to $49 an hour.
Based on the day, and
so the minimum wage ends up being more like $35 to $51 an hour. So would that back pay then be without the tip? Or, you know, we talk about the minimum wage of $6 an hour, but in actuality with the tips, it comes out to be quite higher.
Jenny.
Chairman, we did have the public meeting back on December 13th. We cannot accept comments on this at this time.
Yep. There is a presentation coming forward from the gaming operation as well, explaining some of those issues that you raised, Ray. We had it yesterday within our work meeting, so it was very informational to see, enlightening actually as well, to see the difference. And then there's also a federal law that's out there. When you do make tips like that, it falls into that loophole like you brought up. But we're still looking at it and going over some of the information with gaming, and gaming's going to be putting it out in the public comment period to the Gulowee Sox and probably the Oneida website, just so that everybody is on the same page. But thank you for bringing that forward. Any other questions or comments? Clarissa.
I can also clarify that the back pay law provides that if the employee receives pooled tips at the time of their involuntary separation, then tips are included in the total back pay amount at the same tip rate that other employees in the same position and on the same shift received on the same dates.
Yep, and it was also pointed out in their presentation that if you have a scheduled day off and you're a blackjack dealer, you will remain on the tip pool for the vacation day that you took. But if you call in, I guess you do not receive that tip if you called in. But then the poker dealers have a different situation as well. But I'll wait and have gaming do that presentation. So. Just more or less giving you some information that we found out yesterday. All right, any other questions or comments? I don't see any, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to the election law emergency amendments. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 16 of your packet. So on February 15th, the LOC received a request from the Oneida Election Board to consider amendments to the election law. So the agenda request form can be found on page 16, and this identifies that the election board is requesting amendments to be made to section 102.10-2 of the election law to reduce the number of signatures of election board members required on the election totals from 6 to 3. So a memorandum from the election board detailing this request can be found on page 17 of your packet. So the election board provided that they have not received any applications for alternate positions and will be reaching out to the people that were alternates for the 2022 special election as well, but that there are tentatively 3 board members that will have to recuse themselves. So today I'm asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to add the election law emergency amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. That concludes our agenda for today. Looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:09.
So move.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carried. Thanks, everyone.